Jason Momoa, all of them.
Yeah. All right.
Holidays are wild.
Dave Land, sponsored by
American Leak Detection and Twin Peaks Eat Straight Santa Fuse.
Oh, thank you. Here's Dave.
Thank you. Well, we will, tomorrow, around this time, I imagine, we will get Corby's fantastic tale of how he got down here to Oxnard. Actually, I guess you kind of passed Oxnard and then came back to Oxnard.
I did.
But it was in a very interesting and death-defying way.
I'm living.
And you heard this earlier in the show, at the beginning of the show, the travails of one Bob Sturm as he landed at DFW at 3 in the morning and then had to turn around and fly out here to Santa Barbara this morning.
Not so, ideal.
We got it done.
Well,
we're not here to make excuses.
I flew in yesterday, as did many of the ticket team. If that plane had gone down from DFW to Santa Barbara, the airwaves would have been quite empty today.
So our little Santa Barbara thing has spread like a virus throughout the station now?
We're trendsetters.
Yeah. The only ones who didn't fly into Santa Barbara were the invasion. They flew into LAX, and I think it was logistical.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and I sprung for an upgrade. So I wasn't like first class, but I was right behind first class. I had the first row of coach.
The bulkhead?
Yeah, they call it main cabin plus. And I thought to myself, you know what? I deserve it.
You've had a long week. Let's get this week started off right.
Yeah, I wanted to start things off on the right foot. And so it was lovely. And so as I sit down, I have the middle seat. And lady comes up, and she is in the aisle seat. And she tells me, she says, you can go ahead and move over. She says, because my husband was supposed to be in the middle seat or on the window, but he upgraded to first class. And so, you know, we should have an open seat on this row. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So I moved over to the window.
Well, how about the husband leaving the wife behind?
Yeah, the husband.
No. I'm going to go up here.
The husband, he is across the aisle, one row up in first class, so she can see him as he is enjoying the amenities of first class, and then she's behind the curtain.
All the amazing nuts.
That's always an interesting conversation because we have a couple frequent traveler couples in our little circle, our little dinner group, and they will often tell us about that moment where he gets identified as, we have a spot up in first class for you, and then he has to decide,
do I take it?
Chivalry or no? Her? Right.
Do I offer it to her?
Or do I just say, deuces, and then you go up there yourself? Yeah.
And that's what he did. And so
she's mad at him, and so
no,
she's trying
she
to
was,
make
she was fine.
Sexy time with you.
No.
She was a hot international traveler.
She kicked her shoes off.
She was fine. She was not angry. But then, right as they're about to close the doors to the cabin, another guy comes in, and he has been assigned the husband's old seat. And so he's like, you can stay there. That's fine. I'll sit in the middle. And he calls it the friendship seat. Because you make friends on either side.
He said that?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Not interested.
So he is definitely a chatty Cathy. And
he wants to make friends on a flight.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Well, and then add to this, we have an hour delay as we are sitting there and there's a mechanical issue with the tug that is supposed to push the plane back. And so we're sitting there for an hour before we even taxi out to the runway. So during this time,
plenty of time to make friends.
Yeah, during this time, there's lots of chit-chat. And so it turns out that both of these individuals, the woman on the aisle and the guy in the middle, they both live in Santa Barbara and they're traveling home. And they're asking me, you know, do you live out there? And I was like, no, I'm from Dallas. I'm going out there for work. And so then they start trading Santa Barbara stories, and we are talking real estate. And so this guy, he says that, you know, he was killing time yesterday, and that his buddy, who is a realtor, was showing him some houses out in Flower Mound. He's like, "Do you know where Flower Mound is?" "Yeah, it's a really nice suburb." And he was like, "I was blown away. These are brand new 5,000 square foot homes for like $600,000 some.
Flower Mound.
I just couldn't believe my eyes." And I was like, "Yeah." And so he was talking to this lady about, you know, the cost per square foot is unbelievable here in Texas. And so then they were comparing notes on where they live. And turns out they both have properties that are on the market right now.
In Santa Barbara?
In Santa Barbara. And so I'm taking them all at their word. They could be they could be hustlers. They could be lying through their teeth about how much money they have or what properties they have. But they're both pulling up Zillow and they're showing their listings. And so the guy, he's now a single guy. He's probably in his 60s. He was real vague. I asked him what he did and he said, "You know, I was in the movie business. Now I'm more into real estate." His name was Tom, but I didn't get a last name. But he has this estate up in on the Mesa in Santa Barbara. He's trying to sell it. He has another place that is, I guess, further inland somewhere else that's closer to his son. He has grown kids and grandkids now. And so he's wanting to sell his property and move full-time to this other property. And so he was pulling it up and showing all the pictures. And
to you?
To me and the lady.
Okay. And your friends.
Yeah. And incredible estate. Beautiful pool house. Incredible estate. Like the most incredible theater room you've ever seen. A big circle drive, and the realtor had staged it with like an antique car out front. She was like, "Is that your car?" And he's like, "No, the agent just put that there." So then he scrolls down from the pictures. List price, $8.5 million. Mm. And so...
That gets you a lot in Flower Mound.
Yeah. And then, so she is saying, "Well, I'm not selling my house, but I have an apartment building in downtown Santa Barbara." And so
that she owns?
Yes, that she owns, or she and her husband own. And I guess it's like maybe 8 units. And I think she has 2 of them as short-term rentals, and then 6 of them as long-term tenants. And so she pulls that up, badass 2-bedroom units, like beach view, and $8.5 million for her apartment building. And so then they're turning to me like, "So what about you?"
Yeah. Let's see you, big guy.
And, you know, I mean, I was realistic about, I was like, "Well, I live in East Dallas, you know, and values have gone up." And I pulled up, like, there's a few new builds on my street, and I pulled up one of the neighbors. I was like, "They scraped a, you know, nasty old duplex, and they put this up, you know, and it sold for 1.7. And they're like, "Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad." Patting you on your head. Right. Yeah. Tussling your hair.
You little scamp.
Yeah.
And so, but it was interesting, though, because as we all talk about every time we come out here, that it is our dream to one day be able to, if not live out here, spend significant time out here.
Mm-hmm.
Because the climate is so incredible and the natural beauty is just amazing. And, you know, there's just badass places to live, but there's a price that's involved.
Yes.
And so
a prohibitive one.
Yeah. And so they were both talking about, "I just got to get out of California."
Yeah.
They're like, we just, you know, we're talking about, when are we going to finally pull the plug? Because they're talking about, you know, the cost of real estate, the cost of living, the cost of gas. I'm like, "You guys are freaking millionaires. Why are you bitching about
your
$5 a gallon at the pump?" And so, but
where are you driving?
Yeah,
but what are you going to?
So I wanted to just take a quick dive into the top line numbers and just compare Dallas to Santa Barbara and just exactly what is the chasm between the cost of living for us and the cost of living for these people that I was sitting next to on the plane. So in May of 2025, the median, so the exact middle, the median listing price for homes in Dallas, not DFW, but just Dallas, Texas, just under $450,000.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the median home price in Santa Barbara. Now, it's not Santa Barbara's not huge, so you're it's a much
fewer
smaller
homes.
Much smaller number of homes than Dallas, and a obviously a wider I guess price range. So the median home price in Santa Barbara, $2.1 million.
Yeah.
That's the exact middle, and some neighborhoods the median home price exceeds $4 million. And then as just cost of living, Dallas, we are pretty much bang on the national average for cost of living. We're like 2% more expensive than the national cost of living, which I thought we would be a little bit more.
See, I feel like when I moved here, though, I feel like Dallas was one of the cheapest big cities to live in.
Yeah, it was.
In the late 90s?
Yeah, we've kind of caught up.
Yeah.
But then when you look at Santa Barbara is 54.7% more expensive than the average U.S. city.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Like the cost of living index is 154.7.
Does that have a rank, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Like as most expensive cities in the U.S.
Yeah,
to live in?
I don't know. I don't have that.
But most people that live there or live in places like that, like Montecito down south from Santa Barbara, which is Oprah and Ellen and Tom Cruise and all them have places there.
Other friends of ours.
Yeah, all friends of ours. But yeah, like those places, because it's 54% more expensive, the people that live there don't care, right? Or most of them don't, because
right.
Money doesn't really matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And again, taking them at their word, but then, later on it got to, so what kind of work are you doing out there? I said, well, I work at a radio station. We're going to Cowboys training camp.
Yeah.
And guy in the middle says, oh, this was maybe 10, 15 years ago, but when the Cowboys were at training camp, Tony Romo rented my house.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
So every day he was going back and forth?
I guess. From Santa Barbara.
Maybe he put his
helicopter?
wife and kids up there.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe he was just up there on the weekends. But, yeah, so believe him or not.
When you were like, hey, I'd work for a radio station, did the girl just slowly take her shirt off?
Yes. Yeah, she started.
You know what a turn on that is.
She started circling her her nips.
Yeah.
The guy did pay me a compliment because he said that I looked like the guy in Landman, and I assume that he meant John Hamm.
Not Billy Bob
Thornton.
Not
Billy Bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Jerry.
Yeah. Not Jerry.
You know, you're really poor, but you look like John Hamm.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got that going for you.
Nice.
All right. Awesome, Dave Land.